On March 16, 1926, Robert Goddard and his wife and two assistants went to the farm of Miss Effie Ward outside the town of Auburn, Massachusetts. There they set up a four-pole launching stand. Within this frame, they placed a 10-foot rocket fueled by liquid oxygen and gasoline. They ignited this. The era of modern rocketry had begun. This was the first liquid fuel rocket ascent. It reached an altitude of 41 feet and traveled a distance of 184 feet. Its fuel lasted 2.5 seconds. Robert Goddard had been working with rockets since being inspired as a teenager by H.G. Wells' book, The War of the Worlds. His experiments continued through his college career and as an adjunct to his work as a physics professor at Clark University. Without knowing of Ziolkowski's work, he had come to the same theoretical conclusions. But in addition, Goddard was a doer, and he built many experimental rockets. As the rockets grew in size, he experienced resistance from the local authorities, who feared the rockets would bring injury to the neighboring communities. Goddard needed open spaces, and in 1930 he moved to the outskirts of Roswell, New Mexico, where he set up a staffed rocket research center. For 12 years, Goddard built and developed rockets whose features are essential to modern space technology. If we are to call Robert Goddard the father of American rocketry, then Hermann Oberth is the father of German rocketry. Oberth was a 27-year-old mathematics student at Heidelberg when he read of Goddard's work. He had already been working several years on the problems of rockets and space travel and had drawn up plans for a passenger-carrying spaceship. This was published in 1923 as The Rocket into Interplanetary Space. And though it was originally attacked by some scientists, it became the Bible of German rocketeers. Interest in rocketry grew in Germany, and an organization, the Society for Space Travel, was formed. Eventually, they successfully launched 87 rockets and created a great deal of interest throughout the world. A combination of an economic depression and the rise of Hitler to power in the early 30s caused the organization to collapse. Some of its members, like Werner von Braun, went to work for the German army, where they eventually developed the dreaded V-2 rockets of World War II. Others, like Willy Ley, left for the United States to continue their rocket work. After World War II, work on rockets continued at an accelerated pace. V-2, Viking, Nike, the Vanguard were in the headlines. Then, on October 4th, 1957.
The Soviet Union launched today an artificial satellite into orbit around the Earth.
This was the beginning of the space age.
January 31st, 1958. The United States achieved its first successful satellite launching, placing the 30-pound Explorer in an Earth orbit.
January 7th, 1959. The Soviet space vehicle became the first man-made planet when it went into orbit around the sun.
March 31st, 1959. The United States launched its first successful lunar probe, Pioneer 4, which also went into orbit around the sun.
April 12th, 1961. Soviet Major Yuri Gagarin became the first human space traveler when he was launched into orbit in Vostok 1.
May 5th, 1961. Navy Commander Alan B. Shepard, Jr. became the first United States astronaut when he rode the 4,000-pound Freedom 7 Mercury capsule 115 miles into space. February 20th, 1962. Marine Lieutenant Colonel John H. Glenn, Jr. became the first American to make an orbital flight in his Friendship 7.
March 18th, 1965. Soviet Lieutenant Colonel Alexei Leonov stepped out of his space capsule for a 10-minute spacewalk.
June 3rd, 1965. Air Force Major Edward H. White became the first United States spacewalker, remaining outside 20 minutes.
February 3rd, 1966. The Soviet Union's Luna 9 made the first soft landing on the moon.
June 2nd, 1966. The United States Surveyor 1 duplicated the Soviet soft landing. October 11th, 1968. The first manned Apollo spaceflight, Apollo 7, carried three United States astronauts into Earth orbit. July 20th, 1969. The United States Apollo 11 flight lands two men on the surface of the moon.
This is dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969, AT. We came in peace for all mankind.
The achievements of both nations have been great. Men have now reached the moon. But is this the end of the voyage? Men will continue to seek and explore the unknown. In a state of rivalry, they have done well. But in a friendly, cooperative relationship, they can do even more.